Captain Mark Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The FDA is telling doctors to advise pregnant women not to use Tylenol because of its active ingredient, acetaminophen, and a potential link to autism. But ABC Steve Osunsami says
leading medical groups say that there have been dozens of large studies over the decades, and not one of them found that acetaminophen causes autism. They worry that pregnant women will now be afraid to take the drug, even when they have a fever, which they say can be more dangerous for the baby.
The White House says it stands behind Border Czar Tom Homan, who says he did nothing criminal or illegal amid allegations he accepted a bag of cash during a sting operation. President Trump speaks at the UN General Assembly today. France became the latest U.S. ally to recognize a Palestinian state. Israel's prime minister says Israel will react. And Jimmy Kimmel's show returns to ABC tonight after Disney suspended the show for almost a week over Kimmel's comments made about Charlie Kirk's death. Disney's the parent company of ABC News. This is ABC News. NASA is getting some new astronauts, says ABC's Mike Dubusky.
At a ceremony at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas.
It's an exciting time to be here, and I couldn't be more thrilled and honored.
Anna Menon was one of six women and four men picked to begin a two-year astronaut training program. Aaron Overcash described getting the call.
And the first words that I said on the phone were, "No way." I mean, yes, of course.
After training, the new astronauts will crew missions to the International Space Station, the Moon, and one day, possibly, Mars. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A man who was 11 when his mother was murdered is asking the state of Alabama to stop his scheduled execution. Jeffrey West was 21 years old when he shot and killed Margaret Parrish Berry while robbing the gas station where she worked. Her son Will says he's exchanged letters with West. He is scheduled to die on Thursday. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A fight broke out at Green Bay's Preble High School yesterday, the same day added security measures went into effect, and the same school where a gun was found in a backpack a couple of weeks ago, prompting the additional security. In an email to parents, the school district said the fight involved three students. All students watched a video during their advisory period outlining the consequences students will face if they engage in unsafe behavior, like fighting. In the email to parents, school officials outlined additional steps the schools are taking to help students navigate conflict. They also asked for parents' support in talking to their children as well about how to resolve disagreements with their peers. A rabid bat has been found in Shawano County, according to health officials. In a public alert sent out yesterday, authorities with the Shawano-Menominee County's health department say the bat was found in the town of Green Valley following an encounter with a family pet. The health department is reminding the public to vaccinate your pet against rabies. Other safety tips they suggest? Stay away from all wild animals, especially those acting abnormally. Teach children not to approach any unfamiliar animals, and keep bats out of your home by closing up any small openings and making sure screens are in good condition. Bats and skunks are the most commonly reported animals with rabies in Wisconsin and can expose domestic animals and people. If you come in contact with a bat, even without being bitten, health officials say you should talk to your physician or your local health department. If your pet has been in a fight with a wild animal, please contact your veterinarian and local health department. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers lose on the Late Show. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Padres beat the Brewers late last night, 5-4 in 11 innings. Out on the West Coast in San Diego, with the win, the Padres able to secure a spot in the postseason. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked after the game, what did he think about his guys' effort battling into extra innings, even though they've already won their division?
Fantastic. I mean, it was great. It was great. We did so many great things, and I'm proud of our guys for not just showing up and saying, well, we've clinched a bye, we won the division, and showing up and playing as hard as they did. That touched me. I mean, I really thought it was special. I know guys are disappointed we didn't win. I am too.
NFL. The Packers getting ready to play the Cowboys this week on Sunday Night Football. Green Bay, the Vikings, and Lions now all with a record of 2-1 after Detroit beat the Ravens last night 38-30 on Monday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Areas of fog through mid-morning. Otherwise, more clouds than sun. Some lingering instability could lead to a stray shower. High temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Lows in the upper 50s. Partly sunny Wednesday. A high of 70. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
I may not always love you, but long as there are stars above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. Good news. It's not Monday anymore. Don't need a penny, just
GBW. 2025 deserves these tunes too.
Hits 97.9 WGBW. There's a kind of hush. That's from Herman's Hermits. That song was sung in the movie Mrs. Brown, You've Got a Lovely Daughter, which was about a dog. And we'll just leave it there. Okay, I'm not going anywhere with that. Good morning. Thank you for joining me. This is Tuesday for the calendar challenge. You can date things as September 23rd, 2025, that is. You're really challenged if that's the case. But something going on this Friday you might want to be aware of. They're expecting about 400 classic cars to line College Avenue in Appleton Friday night. It's called License to Cruise, and it is the predecessor to Saturday's Oktoberfest at the same location, College Avenue, downtown Appleton. It's a lot of fun. There's family area, so it's not just about Oktoberfest things. Okay. There are also arts and crafts. It's a lot of music too. So enjoy. That's happening in Appleton. Oh, yeah, I'll probably see you there.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top quality promotional materials like t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I want to hold your hand.
The Temptations.
My girl.
Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love, oh, you just have to wait.
Everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
WGBW.
Timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Here's a little gem. No lyrics needed to send this one into the top 10. Here's the Marcells on WGBW.
Bomb, 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 dang it, dang, dang, dang it, 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 dang it,
somebody
bump, dang it, dang, dang, ding it on the blue. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, boom. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding, boom.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good morning, I'm Dan Marcus. Moody Blues. Just a singer in a rock and roll band, nothing special, nothing to see here. We'll be right back. 6:28. I'm Dan Marcus with Connie Feldman stepping in to handle the news. That's coming up. A matter of minutes after the American Breed on WGBW. Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Connie Feldman has the news from the WGBW newsroom.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update. A Republican candidate running for governor in Wisconsin as a conservative supporter of family values and President Donald Trump reportedly tried to clean up his online footprint associated with numerous sexually explicit social media accounts, according to the Associated Press. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Bill Berrien, one of two announced 2026 Republican candidates for governor, unfollowed several accounts in recent days after the newspaper asked about the matter. Berrien, in a statement to the Associated Press, downplayed any concerns about his online activity. Berrien says the mainstream media is focused on, quote, some stupid articles I read years ago, unquote, rather than his plans to improve important issues affecting Wisconsin. Berrien has been especially critical of transgender individuals, saying on his campaign website they are engaged in radical social experimentation. Washington County Executive Josh Shulman is the other Republican in the race for Wisconsin's open governor seat. The GOP primary is 11 months away. Fall officially started yesterday. But what does that actually mean? Well, it's called the autumnal equinox, when the earth is perfectly tilted to give us equal hours of daylight and darkness. You've likely noticed it's darker for longer in the morning now, and the sun is setting earlier too. Shorter days happen fast. In just the month of September, we lose almost an hour and a half of daylight, which is exactly why the leaves start to change their colors now. Trees are sensitive to changes in their environment. The sunlight triggers the tree to produce chlorophyll. That's how it makes energy and why the leaves are green, a process called photosynthesis. So in summer, we simply have more hours of sun available. Now, that's being pulled away. Just like our moods may be falling with less light, foliage does too, with vibrant reds, oranges, and yellows. Green Bay is one of the top spots to check out fall foliage right now. Mother Nature's also putting on quite a show in Medford, Spooner, and the Eagle River area. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Wisconsin is home to some of the most innovative agricultural research groups working to better the industry for the future. One of these groups is the Michael Fields Institute. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and recently the Institute added Chuck Andaris as their policy director. He is here to share what the overarching goal is for his new position. We'll listen into that right after this.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Now let's listen into Chuck and Darris giving us a look into what his overarching goal is.
Kind of the overarching goals are, we want policies. We want like a, so the way I think about policy, basically to back up, is like the policy context that people live within, kind of, it doesn't determine what's possible, but it determines what's likely, essentially. And so the kind of policy context that we're in right now is the most likely outcome, say for like a dairy farm, has been for the last generation, is to go out of business.
Chuck and Darris, the new policy director at the Michael Fields Institute. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the markets right after this.
From sugar beet fields to dairy facilities, producers count on an operating line of credit from Ag Country Farm Credit Services to help make their operations more profitable. With multi-year commitment options, digital tools and remote deposit, and the ability to only borrow what you need when you need it, our operating line of credit makes financing your needs easier. Visit agcountry.com/lineofcredit or call 800-450-9858 to learn more. Terms apply. See website for details.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving. The downward slide continues to start the day with cash and new crop corn down 1.25 at 420.5 and cash and new crop soybeans down 3.75 at 10.07.25. December wheat is down 1.5 at 509.25. Classy milk is also seeing losses with October contracts down 12 cents at 1674 hundredweight. In November, contracts down 14 cents at 1621 hundredweight. Taking a look at the markets from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Areas of fog through mid-morning. Otherwise, more clouds than sun. Some lingering instability could lead to a stray shower. High temperatures in the mid to upper 60s. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies. Lows in the upper 50s. Partly sunny Wednesday. A high of 70. Currently, it's 62.
Thank you.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Good morning, Dan Marcus, 6:38. Another timeless commercial coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another. I hear you singing in the wire. I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
made your reservation, don't be slow. I'm a no-no. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. That is certainly a timeless hit. The Monkees from their first TV show. You know who I miss? I miss Davy Jones. He was the nicest guy. I mean, the last time I saw him, it was at the Meyer Theater. That was maybe 6 months before his very untimely passing. And took some listeners backstage to meet him. He was just the nicest guy. Hi, how are you? What's going on? What can I do for you? Pose for a picture? Sure. And then he goes on stage. He met Vicky, my wife, backstage before the show, along with the rest of the listeners. And then during the show, he says, between songs, he says, "Nice to see Dan Marcus again." And how about his wife? She's a bit of all right, isn't she? He's just the nicest guy. Davy Jones, those Britishers, boy, I tell you. Stick around. This is National Farm Safety Week, said Dan, changing the subject. And we're going to be talking about that with Dan Brick next hour here on WGBW.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info at WGBW.fm, bringing you local news and timeless hits while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Down, and mess me around.
After 7 o'clock, we'll have the first multi-state keyword for the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Give you a chance to win $200 and jewelry and.
When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the world for the good thing he's found. If she is bad, he can see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend if he put her down.
First of two in a row from the Hollies. Why? No particular reason. Then Connie Feldman has news after ABC News, and then another keyword so that you can win.
Cigarettes, no sleep, no light.
ABC News. I'm Brian Clark. As the United Nations General Assembly convenes, the Secret Service says it cracked a plot that could have crippled telecommunications functions around the UN throughout New York City. The investigation's ongoing, but one source familiar with it tells ABC that authorities believe the plot's connected to the Chinese government. President Trump will address the UN today, a day after he suggested a link between acetaminophen use during pregnancy and autism. ABC medical correspondent Dr. Tara Narula says medical groups still say Tylenol is safe for pregnant women.
And contrary to what the president said, there is a downside to not treating fever and pain in pregnancy, which is preterm birth, birth defects, miscarriage, maternal anxiety and depression, and high blood pressure.
Closing arguments begin today in the trial of Ryan Ruth. He's the man of trying to kill then-candidate Donald Trump last year on a Florida golf course and is serving as his own lawyer. He faces life in prison. This is ABC News. Law enforcement in West Texas says that five teenagers were wounded in a shooting at an apartment complex in El Paso. A 15-year-old's been detained, but authorities say they don't yet know if he was the shooter. A shooting that wounded a coach in a youth baseball tournament near Houston Sunday now appears to be the result of carelessness rather than criminal intent, says ABC's Jim Ryan.
Investigators say the bullets that flew across a youth baseball field were fired by target shooters in an adjacent pasture.
I'll never forget their little faces during that moment.
One of Alex Smith's fellow coaches.